Investigative News Radio with host Dennis Bernstein. And at 11 on Between the Covers, host David Nyman interviews writer Mary Gaitskell about her new novel, The Mare. Thank you, KBOO members, for your generous support. If you're not a current member, you can become one right now by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate Today.
KBOO News from the Boo with
Mike
and
Monica Beamer.
It's Wednesday at 5:45, which means it's time once again for News from the Boo, our weekly roundup of news and items of interest from here inside the station and the greater listening community. We're joined tonight by station co-manager Mike Crenshaw, just back from Africa. Hello, Mike. How you doing?
Good, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good. We would like to talk, before we get to the really interesting stuff, let's get some business out of the way first. How did our winter drive do?
The winter drive went well. We landed close to our goal of 55,000, about 5,000 short. If folks feel inspired to give now, you can do that online at kboo.fm, or you can mail it in to the station or stop by the station. If you want to mail in or stop by, we're at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland. The match for new and increasing members will continue through December 31st. So thank you very much to all the people in the community who supported KBOO.
And I see you've also brought a poster in with you for an event that's coming up.
Silent Nights. You know, I've never really been one for Christmas music, but that song, Silent Night, always kind of, there's something kind of dark and cool about it. And, well, we're naming this event coming up on Saturday, Silent Nights 2015. It's a benefit for KBOO Community Radio, and it's a silent disco and silent auction. I'm looking forward. I've been to a few silent auctions, but don't actually understand how they work. So I'm gonna figure it out this time, because I'm gonna be down there with a lot of other hosts. And I encourage those of you that like to dance and who have never been to a silent disco, and those of you that have, to come on through. We've got hosts including Takemba, Anjali and the Incredible Kid, Dina B, King Tim, 33 and a Third, Shock Sashiba, myself, Afrotainment with Adiva, and many more. That's going to be at Manifestation PDX, 2020 Southeast Bush Street in Portland. And that's right off of, I think you take a right off of 23rd and Powell Southeast.
Well, sounds like a great event.
Yeah.
So, Mike.
Yes.
Hip Hop Caravan. Tell us about it. Where'd you go? How was it?
I went to Arusha, Tanzania for about 8 days. In the middle, Baki and myself and other comrades went to Nairobi. And I understand why it's called Nairobbery now.
Uh-oh.
We had a run-in with the police, and they extorted money from us. And it was a stressful experience. But it turns out that a lot of people have that. When you tell people that story, they all go, oh, yeah. And everybody has a story about getting robbed by police.
So it wasn't because you guys were from the States. It was just you were wrong place, wrong time?
We were in the wrong place at the wrong time. But the fact that I was from the States and Baki was from the States gave them an added advantage, because we didn't have our passports in our pockets with us. And so they used that as leverage to basically threaten to put us in jail over the weekend, which would have meant we would have missed our show that we were there to do. So the only way to get out of the situation was to pay them. And it caused me to reflect on something rather profound. There's cops in developing countries have this reputation. This happens to a lot of people. And it forced me to think about the fact that police actually serve as a means of taxation on the public and on working class people. And in some places, it seems like criminal because it's very blatant. It's very stark and it's clear how these circumstances are. And in some places, it's not as clear. But police really do serve, by and large, the same role here to get money from us. So anyway, that was just, we went to Nairobi. That happened. We had a great time in Nairobi despite that. Then we went to Harare, Zimbabwe, and then we went to Cape Town, South Africa.
And Baki, member of the youth collective here at KBU, is with you. I'd love to hear from him how he found the experience, but you're here. How do you think he took it, and what did he take away from it?
Baki had the time of his life. He'd never been out of the country. He'd never been to Africa. And the African Hip Hop Caravan is primarily youth-led project. I mean, most of the people we came into contact with were closer to Baki's age than mine. So he bonded with a lot of young artists and activists. They shared music. They shared each other's knowledge of hip hop. We recorded a lot of good songs. And I got some excellent footage of Baki performing in these places that no mainstream American commercial artist would ever go. And the crowds loved them. We in Harare, we stayed in Cheetown, which is a large black township. Very, very poor people. And it's off the beaten path. It's the type of place that you're not going to go to unless somebody from Cheetown takes you there. And we got to play in this venue that actually had, kind of like you see in the these comedy movies about country western honky tonks, where there's like a
dust on the floor or dirt on the floor. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and there's like a screen in front of the stage to prevent like flying bottles, right? And like, so I've got this great footage of Baki just killing the crowd. They loved it. So we had fun, man.
When you go there, do you collaborate with artists that you've worked with in the past, or do you try to make it new groups of artists every time you go over there, or kind of both?
It's both, because I've done it 3 years in a row, and I travel with a group of comrades that I've come to know over that time. One of the artists that I traveled to all four cities with last year and this year is a brother by the name of Kusta. And we're going to listen to a collaboration a little bit later in a minute or two between Kusta, myself, and Baki. He's also on that recording. So we travel together. The project is hosted by local collectives. So people kind of cycle in and out of the work depending on their availability and their level of commitment. So I tend to revisit old relationships, and then I tend to meet new people too.
Wonderful. Well, we definitely want to save time for that music you've brought us. I think we have about a minute left. So we have talked with you in previous years after you've returned from the Hip Hop Caravan. How many years have you been participating?
So this was the third year I've participated in it, and we have yet to see whether I'm going to go next year or whether I'm just going to support the organizing efforts from afar.
What about Baki? You think he'll be back?
I'm certainly hoping so. He really got close to some people. He had a good time. And, you know, we have a lot of report backs to do. We have one Friday at Zoomtopia, and we actually have one tomorrow morning at Cleveland High School. So we really actually haven't had a chance to debrief with each other. We're kind of hitting the ground running. But it's such an intense experience that what we will wind up feeling about it a few weeks to a month from now might be different than we feel right now. We got back at midnight last night.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
Yeah, we're still kind of playing catch up.
It'll be nap time soon then.
Indeed. Yeah.
All right. Well, Ian's got the songs queued up. So you want to tell us what we're going to hear first here?
Sure. This first song is called International Roots, and the beat was created by Mongo's Sound System out of Scotland, actually. And this is our good friend David Cecil. We met in Nairobi, gave us the beat to record on. And this is a rough draft. So you're hearing this, those of you in the cable listening audience, before anyone else is ever going to hear it. And it's Baki and myself and Kusta from Cape Town, South Africa.
Great, let's hear it.
It's international, yeah.
It is international, man. Roots are so crucial. You know what I'm saying?
In this time now.
In this time now.
Yeah.
I know the roots, it's so natural.
It is so natural. Yeah, man.
Yeah. International roots. Gonna tell you the truth. This is radical roots. Teach it to the youth there.
Humanity, you're gonna feel the street like the great migration of the world of beasts. Manifest, fulfill the dream. Vampire, empire, burn, feel the heat. Now city to city and block to block. Papaya, mango, apricot. Seismic wave, aftershock. I'm flying on a plane from Africa. And I'm a pathological, astronomical. Light skin, red bone, black phenomena. Around the calendar, astrological sunshine that will crack thermometers. Shine like sparks on a chandelier. Kilimanjaro in Tanzania. Look into tomorrow and the plans are clear. Developing the future, bandoliers.
From Jamaica, or even in the plains of Australia, don't resist and don't just hold on to your roots and your culture.
Yo. Flows honestly astronomic. I'm seeking freedom on a mission like a prophet. Robbing when we take back what's ours with phonics. This world can leave you screaming crazy like it's onyx. Yeah, let's change the damn topic. My lyrics stay laconic. These pinkies white rappers talk too much about their pockets. The great knowledge that I want to expose from my mind, I know it's about to explode and spread across the world to witness positive action truly unfold. While the people of the earth are still trying to fit the mold. Nothing new, I'm just sticking to the regular. Thoughts brought to me are animated like characters. I'm international, the mental revolution's tactical. We're pragmatical to every capitalistic nation's capital. Cause we unify our people and get called a radical. If you hear me through your speakers, you are now international.
Come make we stick to our culture. I make we hail up the Father. The only thing I want us to do is come together. International roots. Teach it to Jah youth there. This is radical.
Abantu bedibene zange bangazina krebo. Abantu bebambene soze buhlulwa ngumthetho. Akho nto nobohlula abantu, bantu bebambene. All around the world abantu bahlala beresista. Abantu bayakujonga xa ubathatha nje bakhulele ntambo bathi cwaka bathuli tu. Wathinta abantu kungekudala usasola. Ungaya kwephi khona khaza abantu baza kuthola. Abantu bedibene zange bangazina cebo. Abantu bebambene soze bohlulwa ngumthetho. Akho nto nobohlula abantu, abantu bebambene. All around the world abantu bazawuhlala beresista. Abantu bayakujonga xa ubathatha nje bakhulele intambo bathi cwaka bathule tu. Wathinta abantu kungekudala baza kuthola. Ungaya kwephi khona yaza abantu baza kuthola.
Skusha.
Coming back now, a three-continent collaboration. Mm-hmm. You say it's raw, but it sounds pretty good.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited about it, and it's always fun to do those collaborations. Kusta is somebody I've traveled with and performed with for 3 years. He's the brother on the last verse, and he's one of the most talented MCs I've ever met, and he's adept at singing and rapping and doing it in English and Xhosa, so it's fun to listen to him do his thing, yeah.
Great. Well, we have a little more than a minute left, and you have one more song you're going to take us out with, right?
Sure. I'll take you out with this one, which is the first MC you're going to hear is Java, and this song is called Unity, and this was recorded in Cape Town, and I think we'll only have time to hear Java's verse maybe a little of mine, and sister CT sings on the hook.
Selfies and photos, a cry for help like it's made itself. Centered and selfish inside you, crying like a baby. Cause you lonely, it's only you thinking someone could save me. At times, I'm